Good morning, church family. This is another edition of the Sun is Rising devotion. I share with you a few thoughts based on the scripture in Psalm 103 and also some conversations I've had in the recent years with several individuals and families. Psalm 103, 8 through 18 says this: "The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far he has removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. The life of mortals is like grass. They flourish like the flowers of the field. The wind blows over it, and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him." Take note of that. I'll repeat it. "But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children." Thank you, Father. "With those who keep his commands and remember to obey his precepts." So, is illness or even cancer punishment for sin? Does God authorize our suffering because we haven't faithfully followed his laws as we should have? When I say we, I'm really speaking about those who have said they're following Christ as Lord in their lives. Although it could apply to all of us. This age-old question has plagued people who wonder if God follows a cause-and-effect policy. You sin, you suffer. Growing up in the church, I've heard many, many arguments and discussions about this. One day, as I was reading God's Word, I came across John chapter 9, and I've shared it with many people since then. And it says this: "As he went along, he saw a blind man from birth. His disciples asked him, 'Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?' 'Neither this man or his parents sinned,' Jesus said, 'but this happened so that the works of God might be displayed in him. As long as it is day, we must do the work of him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work. While I'm in the world, I am the light of the world.'" Now, as we think about that passage, a young man was born blind. He did nothing that could have created this blindness. He had just been born. So they ask, well, maybe it was the father or the family. And Jesus says, no, that is not why he was born blind. Jesus then tells them this took place so that God's power and the works of his hand might be displayed. Jesus makes it plain that some suffering will happen and is not caused by the sin in our lives. So when someone asks the question, is an illness or a cancer necessarily a punishment for sin? I'd have to say, no, it's not necessarily the case. There's no doubt that we suffer, and we may suffer more in our lives because of the choices we make. But the Lord we love and serve does not punish us with illness in the way that this question implies. The psalmist declares that God does not treat us as our sins deserve. Thank you, Father. Instead, God uses a sin removal policy based on his everlasting grace and love for us. He tells us God paid the price for our sins. He gave his only begotten son for us, for you, for me. If God were to let us pay our own bill for the wrongdoing we have done in life, every living person would be struck forever in a huge mess of their own making. Some people have come to me at times tearfully taking the blame for their own health diagnosis or difficult life changes. Even though they turned their lives over to the Lord, and even though they've accepted Jesus and are doing their best to live for him, they're diagnosed with something horrible. They know they've made some bad choices in their past life, as most of us have, and they feel that they must suffer for those choices. In our world, there is a cause and effect reality which we simply cannot escape, no doubt. But just because we are ill does not mean God is punishing us for our sins. In fact, he's standing ready right beside us to help us find strength to deal with life's problems others thrown at us. I have done my best to confidently assure people that God, the God we serve, does not operate in the way that they perceive in all these situations. He does not do the things like they see it happening. He does give us free will, and in that free will, we will make choices that create issues in our lives. Issues we'll have to struggle through, but our God does not use illness as a punishment in that fact. In reality, he stands ready, as I said prior, to help and heal as we submit to his leading and power working within our lives, as we fear him as Lord and Savior, respect him as Lord and Savior. That help and healing comes in many forms. However, over and over, we are reminded of his abounding love and grace that is greater than all our sin. I also remember a passage which reminds us something very important. The rain falls on the just and the unjust alike. We live in a fallen world, and at times, the consequences of this fallen world fall upon those who follow Christ. It cannot be helped, but it does not mean that our God is punishing us. In my mind, I believe it may simply be that the world we live in needs to see a miracle, and they need to see Jesus and find him. And who better to share this miracle than those of us who follow him as Lord and Savior, live for him, and trust in him? So let's do a quick rehash of this passage just briefly. The Lord has compassion upon us. He is slow to anger and abounds in love. He will not accuse us. He does not treat us as our sins deserve. Praise God. His love is so great that the world and the heavens cannot contain it all. There is a qualifier here for those who fear him, respect and honor him, and try to live for him. He removes our sins as far as from us as it can possibly be, and there is no more record of anything that he holds against us. Thank you, Father. His compassion is far greater than we as humans can even imagine. His love will never leave us as long as we follow and serve him. And what a promise. We need that day by day, no matter what falls upon our lives. Prayer list. Remember Goodrich Johnson as we do a celebration of life for Bob on the 15th of September at 2. That's a Friday. Linda Dobbins, Christina Meal and her family. Ed and Jane are on a trip supporting another family who's lost a loved one, a friend. Scott Rooney as surgery approaches. Our missionaries, families in Pakistan, Maui, and other states where all the devastation's been happening. Fall ministries coming up, our nation, our church, and our families. Take a few moments in prayer, and after you're done, God bless you, and have a great day.